Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, December 31st, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington on this New Year's Eve. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe promises levied unpaid doctors $2 a day for transport a day before going on strike.
The figures which are being circulated are insulting. They are not even waiting for us to mention on air. But we understand that they want to give doctors $2 to fill their cars so that they can go to work.
We will take a closer look at different sporting disciplines in 2015.
For these stories and much more, coming up, stay tuned.
Zimbabwe is bracing for an industrial action tomorrow by state doctors and nurses after the cash-strapped government only offered them $2 per day as transport fee, having failed to pay their salaries and bonuses this month. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu looks at the crisis that is unfolding in the country.
The president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association, Dr. Fortune Nyamande, says there is no going back on their industrial action as the money being offered by government to meet their transport demands is an insult.
I think the figures which are being circulated are insulting. And, you know, they are not even waiting for us to mention on air. But we understand that they want to give doctors $2 to fill their cars so that they can go to work. So surely, how can someone go to a service station and put a liter of fuel? You know, a respectable person like a doctor or a nurse in our society. I'm sure this is insulting, it's not well thought out.
Dr. Nyamande says the promise by the government to pay health workers on the 5th of January is incensing them. Reached for comment, the executive director of the Health Services Board, Dr. Love Mombengeranwa, said he was on holiday.
Can you talk to Dr. Tsaba? Unfortunately, I'm driving. I can't retrieve a number. But if you phone our offices, they'll tell you. I'm on leave. I've been on leave for the past 2 weeks.
Dr. Mbengeranwa referred all further questions on salaries to Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, who, together with Health Minister Dr. David Parirenyatwa, were not picking their mobile phones.
And what you're telling me, for me, is news, because what we've been told, I saw the minister the other day persuading them to come to work. Today I saw a headline saying that they'll be given money to go to work and so on. And the whole thing is treasury, between treasury and the workers, is a bit more complicated. I'm only speaking from the press, so I don't know what's going on.
But permanent secretary in the Ministry of Finance, Dr. William Manungo, had this brief response when Studio 7 reached him for comment.
Can you call me maybe in about 2 hours while I'm driving?
Meanwhile, as the situation gets desperate, Central Bank Chief Dr. John Mangujga yesterday met with representative of the workers in the public service. Secretary General Raymond Majongwe of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe says that Dr. Mangujga arranged the meeting.
Yes, it was a meeting at the behest of Dr. Mangujga, and I would want to thank him at least whether he did it on his own or he was sent by the politicians. But the most important thing, the meeting went ahead.
On the issue of bonuses, Majongwe says it is clear from their interaction with the central bank chief that they are bound to be very long delays. Dr. Mangujga confirmed holding the meeting, saying they are routine as he prepares for his monetary policy statement next month.
The purpose of the meeting of yesterday was to share ideas of where we are going and where we are coming.
Workers, though, said they would have wanted officials from the Ministry of Finance to be present. Dr. Mangujga admitted as much. At the same time, in a statement, Public Service Association Chairperson Jeremiah Virindi said government's inability to communicate effectively had made things worse and created an atmosphere of mistrust between the employer and workers. Studio 7 reached Education Minister and Acting Labour Minister Lazarus Dokora, and this is what he had to say in our brief exchange.
Well, but I'm the Acting Minister.
Yeah.
I've not seen that statement.
But what is the situation like?
No, you can't ask that, because they sent a statement to you and not to the acting minister.
No, their complaint is that they have tried to engage government.
Zulu, let's be logical. If you have some material at your hand, which I don't have, Then you ask me to comment on material which you have at your hand. That's not fair.
I wanted to just verify that. Are you willing to engage them?
What do you mean, am I willing to engage them? That's what government is there for.
Because all government associations, Dr. Dokora, are saying they have not been able to meet with the government and that they are joint negotiating.
But if they are sending messages to you and not to government, what are you expecting?
They are saying government is only communicating with them through the media. That's their major complaint.
That's precisely my point. You are the one who is saying you've got the correspondence from them, and then you're asking me to comment.
But government is willing to engage them.
Rational. No, have a wonderful New Year's Eve.
It is understood that the number of government workers increased from about 315,000 in 2009 to about 554,000 last year, and with government coffers dwindling due to the economic crisis, the situation is set to worsen. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.